Good morning. The wind picked up from the south, transporting in milder air overnight. So in most places, temperatures have climbed through the 20s and toward the 30-degree mark. That southerly wind flow also bringing in a bunch of moisture, mainly in the form of cloud cover, although a few light rain showers have broken out, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western portions of the Catskills. These scattered showers are moving into the northern part of interior New York and New England, and with some places still below freezing, we may wind up seeing some sleet or spotty freezing rain for the morning drive. So a few slick spots are possible, but temperatures will quickly climb back through the 30s and into the 40s today. We'll have limited, if any, sunshine as a frontal system approaches from the west. A wave of low pressure along the front will push through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. And on this track, temperatures will be allowed to climb into the mid-40s on average for daytime highs. As that wave passes through, we'll continue the risk of showers into the evening and overnight hours tonight. The southerly wind flow will persist as well, and this will help temperatures stay above freezing overnight and in most cases remain in the upper 30s and lower 40s for overnight lows. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a stronger storm, which will evolve in the lower Mississippi Valley and take the same track toward the Great Lakes. A stronger southerly wind flow will persist on Saturday, keeping skies mostly cloudy, and it will be breezy and quite warm for this time of year. In fact, records may be broken as highs reach up toward the 60-degree mark. Scattered showers are possible Saturday morning, but a better chance at more showers on Saturday afternoon and evening in advance of this next wave. The wave of low pressure will track just off to our west overnight Saturday night with a steadier rain and mild temperatures. Readings will stay in the 50s overnight Saturday night and in fact push into the lower 60s the first part of the morning on Sunday with more showers. That system will clear through late in the morning and early in the afternoon on Sunday and will begin to dry out. Skies will be partly sunny, and temperatures will start to drop from the lower 60s back through the 50s and 40s Sunday afternoon. This will leave us dry and cooler for the early part of next week, but still well above normal for this time of year, with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers and highs near 40 on Tuesday, and more clouds in the lower 40s on Wednesday. Temperatures will not fall back toward average until the latter portion of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strengthening trough will be in place over much of the west into the weekend, while surface fronts will provide a focus for a broad area of 1 to 2 inches of rain. The rainfall coverage and intensity will steadily increase along the high plains, Midwest, and for portions of the Mississippi Valley where Gulf moisture will feed north. Due to the slow progression of this system, the soil will become saturated and a large portion of the central U.S. will likely reach or exceed flash flooding conditions. Additionally, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk of severe weather today for parts of the southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a west wind at 61, gusting to 72 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 34 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 14, 49% relative humidity, a south wind at 17, gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.46 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with light rain or drizzle in the lower 50s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 30 degrees, the low 13, the average temperature 22, that's right on normal for this time of year. No snowfall yesterday, 8/10 of an inch for the month and 31 inches for the season, which is still 9.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14, the record high 55 set in 2016, and the record low 13 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning at 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening 4:40 p.m., 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers developing today and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, temperatures holding in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers likely today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers likely today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and unseasonably mild with showers likely, especially in the afternoon near 60. More rain Saturday night and morning rain on Sunday with highs early in the day in the lower 60s. Partly sunny and turning cooler later in the day, temperatures falling back through the 50s and 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, 41. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of rain or snow showers Tuesday near 40. Mostly cloudy lower 40s on Wednesday, and a chance of snow showers on Thursday, temperatures falling back through the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.